animals. Speaking of animals, El Solo Toro, a.k.a. The Lonely Bull. Speaking of bull, I'm Jay Thurber. Here's Herb Albert on WMCK to take us to news time. Reminder, today's show is a rebroadcast from July of 2020 that only aired on our internet affiliate, so I figured a lot of folks on WRCT probably never heard it, so we're bringing it to you this week. So no phone calls, no requests. You can check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is coming up.
I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is... done.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Conversation today is not just about the right to travel and the right to health care. It's deeper than that. It's the right to live.
Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma Thursday blocked an effort to pass a measure guaranteeing the right to travel between states for abortions. Senate Democrats were seeking unanimous agreement on the proposal, so even if Lankford hadn't objected, it's likely one of his GOP colleagues would have. Democrats will now need to go through the standard recorded vote process if they want to pass the bill. The measure comes as states across the country have enacted abortion bans in recent weeks, compelling those seeking abortions to cross state lines for reproductive care. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber, which is firmly controlled by Democrats, will likely pass the bill soon.
Women's health decisions are her own. They don't belong to politicians in Washington, D.C., or in state capitals, or in the Supreme Court of the United States.
Also yesterday, the state of Texas sued the Biden administration for new guidance informing doctors they are obligated under federal law to provide abortions to save the life of a mother, regardless of state laws. The Hill reports the state is asking a court to block the guidance while the case is litigated. Meanwhile, the House Judiciary Committee held a public hearing on how the end of Roe v. Wade could impact longstanding precedents. Melissa Murray, a New York University law professor, warned lawmakers the court could use the same logic it applied in the case to overturn other precedents.
The logic that the opinion applies could easily be translated to a range of other rights that the court has recognized, including the right to contraception, the right to same-sex marriage, and the right to sexual intimacy.
President Joe Biden was in Israel yesterday in an effort to shore up support from the U.S.'s strongest ally in the Middle East. In a joint press briefing with Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid, Biden reiterated his administration's support of a peace agreement between Palestine and Israel.
Israel must remain an independent, democratic Jewish state, the ultimate guarantee and guarantor of security of the Jewish people, not only in Israel, but the entire world.
CNN reports the Biden administration also wants to use the trip as a chance to break the diplomatic ice between Israel and Saudi Arabia, which have long been at odds with each other. The House has approved a measure to monitor for signs of white supremacy in the nation's military and police forces. All Democrats voted in favor of the provision, while all Republicans were opposed. The provision was an amendment to the $840 billion National Defense Authorization Act, which funds the country's defense operations. The Washington Post reports lawmakers proposed more than 1,200 amendments to the bill this year, including everything from a new reporting system for unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, to a Department of Defense research program on the therapeutic application of psychedelics. Once the House approves the full spending package, it will go to the Senate for further deliberation. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
A reminder, today's show is pre-recorded. This is actually a rebroadcast from July 2020 that was originally only heard on Tube City Online Radio, and you are hearing it this week on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. That's student-owned radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Thanks for listening. 1360
Radio. I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river, down by the banks of the River Charles.
On WMCK at 2:06. Much more music time. Hi, folks. A reminder that today's show is pre-recorded. This is a rebroadcast from July of 2020, so please, no phone calls. Save your calls for another time. You can check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Should have mentioned this during the sports update, but turns out that the Pittsburgh Riverhounds are starting their season up tomorrow, I think, at 5 o'clock. Walt Disney World in Orlando is reopening today. So is Kennywood. Breathe deeply, my friends. Get that feeling of freedom deep into your lungs. I understand. understand there are hardly any lines at Walt Disney World, too. It's a vacation to die for. It'll take your breath away. Four was Sunny, and these are the Beatles on WMCK.
You can learn how to play the game. It's easy. nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Thank you.
band called the Fireballs with a tune called Dumbo. And these are the J-Nets on WMCK. Your weather's coming up next. Go Round the Roses on WMCK at 221. Much more music time coming your way later on this hour. It's Jimmy Clanton, Peggy Lee, Betty Harris, Rusty York, Bill Doggett, and Rin Tin Tin, and Tippy the Wonder Horse. I have no idea what's going on. I do want to tell you about this. Today's show is pre-recorded. This is a rebroadcast from July of 2020. This show was originally only heard on the internet, so I thought, well, our audience, this will be a new show for our audience on 88.3 WRCT, our flagship station. So thanks for tuning in this weekend.
Weather break, go, go!
Isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 79. Slight chance of showers overnight, cloudy, low 66. Showers on Sunday, possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high 83. Monday showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 80. Sunny on Tuesday, 88. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 91. 75 in Washington, 71 in Pittsburgh, 69 in downtown McKeesport. I don't know that that's allowed. Anyways, here's Jimmy Clanton, Venus in Blue Jeans, on WMCK, the news sound of the Mon Valley.
She's Venus in blue jeans, Mona Lisa with a ponytail. She's a walking, talking work of art. She's the girl who stole my heart, my Venus. Cinderella, I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say there's seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. There's more than 7 wonders in the world. I just met number 8. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hope she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hope she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me.
You better buy clothes down at Robert Hall. There's real economy for all the family. Low overhead at Robert Hall. Means savings every day. This newer, better way you can't wear overhead.
Don't be misled by lots of extra frills.
Just see why Robert Hall can lead the ball to help cut down on clothing bills. So hurry down to Robert Hall.
Hurry, hurry, hurry!
Yes, hurry, hurry, hurry. Get the smart to low price Robert Hall clothes.
WMCK Nonstop Music.
In your bed.
What a sweet, sweet sound from Miss Betty Harris here. A reminder, today's show is a rebroadcast from July 2020, so please, no phone calls. Save your phone calls for another time. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. About a half hour more of this nonsense to go. Someone just called up to say, do you know that you're not on WRCT right now? Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it's just too much oldies power this weekend for FM radio in Pittsburgh. No, it's one of those storms, I guess, knocked out the power at CMU, and they're having some trouble getting the station back on the air. It happens, but we're here to spin the hits and give you fits in the burg of Pitts for another 29 minutes, putting the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little rock and roll in your soul from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. It's the new sound of the Mon Valley Internet Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. It's 2:30 at WMCK.
That's why I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I just love him so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know he'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know, I smile at them and say he told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know, hallelujah, I just love him so. Now if I call him on the telephone and tell him that I'm all alone, by the time I count from 1 to 4, I hear him on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, he kisses me and then he holds me tight and tells me, baby, everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I just love him so.
Hallelujah. know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. Now if I call him on the telephone, tell him that I'm all alone. By the time I count from 1 to 4, I hear him on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, he kisses me and then he holds me tight. He tells me, baby, everything's alright. That's why I know, yes, I know.
Hallelujah, I just love him so.
Hallelujah, I just love him so.
Miss Peggy Lee.
Hallelujah, I just love
giving
him
you fever.
So.
On WMCK, 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Jim Croce.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison doing 90 days for non-support. Tried to find me an executive position, but no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was a genius. The man said we got all that we can use. Now I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. Well, I shouldn't be sitting in an air-conditioned office in a swivel chair, talking some trash to the secretary, saying, hey now, mama, come on over here. Instead, I'm stuck here, rub on these fenders with a rag, and walking home in soggy old shoes. With them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. You know a man of my ability, he should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true, but working at this end on Niagara Falls is a undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini in my eyebrow society news. Cause I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. Double martini in my eyebrow society news. Cause I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. Yeah, I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues.
And now, here is your story, lady.
Hello, this is your story, lady. This week's story is called Lolita. It is about a little girl who's 14 years old and her mommy and a big grown-up man who comes to live with them. And they are all on the Saturday night movie on Channel 7 on your television set. Now, can we all say Lolita? Lolita. Sue Lyon is Lolita, James Mason is the big grown-up man, Shelley Winters is the mommy, and Peter Sellers is, well, he's just an old silly.
And when can we see this story, story lady?
Oh, it is on real late Saturday night at 11:15. That is when the big hand is on the 3 and the little hand is on the 11. Now, can we all say, we are going to watch Lolita on this week's Saturday night movie on Channel 7? Oh, that was very good.
Thank you, story lady.
WMC. Hey, let's party again! I'm gonna get on my pony and ride. Ride. I'm gonna get on my pony and ride. Play it by my side. Now you can shake, shout, bump and slide. Now you can run, fly, water, hide. Play it by my side. Well, get
Sharp from 1962 on WMCK with Jay Thurber.
I got a letter from my baby.
It's Rusty York.
She said she's coming home today. I got a letter from my baby. She said she's coming home today. Oh, well, my baby wasn't lying. She was coming home to stay. Sugary, sugary. A pencil and a paper, and I sat right down to write. I got a pencil and a paper, and I sat right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night. Sugary, sugary. Station. She had her baggage in her hand. Well, I met her at the station. She had her baggage in her hand. I said, I love you, pretty baby. I'll make you happy if I can. Sugary, sugary.
The vault of golden memories at WMCK.FM.
1360 Witchy Radio.
Thank you.
One of the unsung black heroes of the music industry. That was Papa Willie Mitchell from Ashland, Mississippi. He worked right up until the time that he died at the age of 81. The last thing he did was produced Solomon Burke's album that came out in 2010, Nothing's Impossible. Willie Mitchell with 2075. More music after these important messages.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We have our tape recorder set up at an Army base. We can't tell you exactly where for security reasons. We're going to speak to some of the men who are billeted at the base. Sir, may we speak to you?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, sure you can. What do you want to say? Say it fast. Don't catch us.
Sir, we were not going to say anything that would be against security.
Sure.
What do you do here at the base, sir?
I'm an astronaut.
Are you... Are you, sir, one of the seven astronauts who have been
That's
chosen?
That's right, I'm one of the seven. They're going to shoot me out into space, into the blue.
Now, wait.
Up above buildings.
Now, sir, just one moment. One moment.
I
seem to have...
I'm a little nervous. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my life. That's why I'm here. Yes.
Well, yeah. Sir, may I ask you something?
Sure.
I saw the pictures of the seven astronauts that appeared in Life magazine.
Oh, yeah, you saw those pictures, yeah.
You are not among them.
None of them are them.
I mean, those are not the real...
No, those are models. You see, they can't take pictures of us. We're monkeys, man.
What do you mean, you're monkeys?
Well, let me explain something.
Those are seven handsome men.
There's seven beautiful men.
In Life
As a matter
magazine.
Of fact, one of them is very beautiful. It's none of your business. None of my business. Now, those seven guys, they're models, see?
You mean they're not really
no,
flyers?
No, they're not really flyers. They're models. They say Commander Robert L. Jones. That's not Commander Robert L. Jones.
You are?
That's Estelle Winwood. God knows who he is. Who knows who he is?
You mean,
but they're models. See, they're beautiful. They take pictures of them so that we're not ashamed for Russia to show such ugly little astronauts.
You're not a very good-looking man, is
it? No, I'm a monkey. I'm very close. I'll tell you why. I was just cleaning the latrine here at the base, see?
Oh.
And the general came in to wash his hands, see? And he looked at me and he said, you know, you look like a monkey. I said, thank you, sir. That's what you say to them when they insult you, see? Otherwise...
Now, wait, how do you...
Otherwise, they stick their fingers in your nose and rip it off your face. They're tough. That's how you get to be a general. You're cruel and you're tough.
Now,
you
sir,
know, a general pulled my tooth out once in a parade ground, stuck his hand in my mouth, said, said, here's your tooth, son. Whack! And pulled it out of my mouth. You know why?
Why?
Because I giggled. You don't giggle when a four-star general goes by.
Now, sir, yeah. When are you going up into space?
Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told you that.
Why not?
Well, that's supposed to be a military secret.
Oh, well...
Forget I said it. Tuesday. Say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We're going up Tuesday.
You're going up Tuesday.
We're going up to space Tuesday,
Tuesday
right?
Yeah.
Tuesday about 4 o'clock. Yeah. Actually, it's Thursday. Fine.
Well, sir, I don't think I should be hearing all this.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to die anyway. I don't care.
Sir, are you... You're really...
I haven't got a chance. It's very cold up there. And,
have you ever been up on a test run?
Yes, they have a machine here at the base, see? And they strap you in the machine and they whirl you around for about... 3 or 4 minutes, that's all you can take, and then you puke your guts out. It's a terrible machine, see? Great machine. I puke my guts out. I can't take it. I'm nauseated 3 out of 4 hours in the day, in your 24-hour cycle. I had to learn all that.
Yes.
I had to learn the cycle of the moon and sun. Do you know that the Earth does not revolve around the sun? Wait a minute.
It does.
Yeah, wait. The moon doesn't revolve around the sun.
No, sir.
Wait a minute. We all revolve around the sun.
Now, I'm a little disturbed.
16 out of 19 people revolve around the sun.
Sir, I'm a little disturbed that they're sending you up to be the first man in space. You don't seem... You seem ill-equipped to be an astronaut.
What do you mean? I got gloves and everything.
I mean intellectually.
I've got a heavy fur hat.
I mean,
I've got goggles and everything. Right. Excuse me, now I've got to get in the machine and puke my guts out.
Wonderful
working with you. So long.
You certainly
yeah, thank you. Mel Brooks and the late, great Carl Reiner with the astronaut here.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
Woke up this morning.
see light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
The Birds with Mr. Spaceman here at 2:50.
Remember, today's show is a rebroadcast from July of 2020, so please, no phone calls. Save your calls for another time. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game.
The Pirates opened a three-game series against the Colorado Rockies last night in Denver with a loss. Final score, Colorado 13, Pittsburgh 2. Bucks and Rockies will try again this afternoon. Game time is 3:10. Mitch Keller is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Rockies are heavily favored today. They have a 27-22 record at home. Clayton Kershaw fell just short of a perfect game last night as the Dodgers beat the LA Angels 9-1. Kershaw retired the first 21 Angels in order, but a double to left field in the eighth inning ended his dream. Mike Yastrzemski hit a game-ending grand slam off Josh Hader in the ninth inning, and the San Francisco Giants rallied from a three-run deficit Friday night to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 8-5. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Mariners over the Rangers 8-3, Rays over the Orioles 5-4, and it was the Oakland A's 5, Astros 1. Jim Thorpe's gold medals have been reinstated after 110 years. The International Olympic Committee announced the change on Friday on the 110th anniversary of Thorpe winning the decathlon and being proclaimed by the King of Sweden as the greatest athlete in the world. Thorpe, a Native American, was stripped of his gold medals after it was learned that he had played minor league baseball for two summers. It was a violation back then of the Olympics rules that all athletes had to be amateurs. Tiger Woods made an early and emotional departure Friday from the British Open, possibly for the last time at historic St. Andrews. Woods strode over the Swillcan Bridge without stopping to pose for pictures. Woods is not retiring from major championship golf or the British Open, but he's not sure that his ailing back and right leg will allow him to compete when the British Open returns to St. Andrews again. Oregon Ducks tight end Spencer Webb died from a head injury he sustained after he fell while at Triangle Lake just outside the college's Eugene, Oregon campus. He was 22. Police said Webb died of a head injury after going down a water slide. No foul play is suspected, but an investigation is continuing.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Chance of showers this afternoon, mostly cloudy, high near 79. Chance of showers overnight, mostly cloudy, 66. Shower Sunday, possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 83. Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 80. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 88. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a stray thunderstorm or two, and a high near 91.
Going out by request for John from Brentwood. It's the late Charlie Daniels Band. It's the late Charlie Daniels with the Charlie Daniels Band. Don't know what the band's doing today. Uneasy Rider, they're going to close out the hour for us.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now, you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now, the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. He let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now, just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my
life." All right, we're going to run out of time. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jay Thurber. Check me out on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Be back next week, good Lord willing, here. Remember, until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Stay tuned. Doug Goff is coming up next here on WMCK, the new sound of the Mon Valley in McKeesport.
Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
A reminder, today's show is a rebroadcast from July of 2020 that only aired on our internet affiliate.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh. Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Said it was bound to happen, it's just a matter of time. Now I've come to my decision, and it's one of the painful kind. 'Cause now it seems that you wanted a martyr, just a regular guy wouldn't do. But baby, I can't hang on no lover's cross for you. You really gotta hand it to you, 'cause girl, you really tried. But for every time that we spent laughing, there were two times that I cried. And you were trying to make me your martyr, and that's the one thing I just couldn't do. 'Cause baby, I can't hang upon no lover's cross for you. These tables are meant for turning, and people are bound to change. And bridges are meant for burning, when the people and memories, they join all the same. Still I hope that you can find another.